Now we're live.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show. You'd think I'd never done this before. Holy moly. Crazy.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks. It's Patriot Nation Radio Network. Look, I don't really have much to say. Let's go, Brandon. You know, I stand with Kyle Rittenhouse. The kid's innocent. He's being crucified in the court of public opinion by a propaganda wing of the Democrat Party known as mainstream media. The poor kid's going to be a millionaire. And he gets to hang out now with the kid from D.C., Nicholas Sandman, and that's the kid. They're going to start hanging out. Them two are going to be buds. They're going to save the world. It's the future of these parties that we stand for. It's the future of America. There are patriotic young men out there who stand tall. He's got, look, these two kids are a glimmer of hope. Nicholas Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse. If Kyle Rittenhouse's intent was to kill when he went into Kenosha with a 30-round magazine, and only squeezes off four rounds, that's 26 rounds in the magazine. His intent was to kill, the magazine would be empty. You know, when you see the photos and the video of Kyle Rittenhouse walking down the road, finger off the trigger, medical backpack, trying to help people. Kid who was a cadet in the police, for the police and the fire department, who was a lifeguard, who had some minor first aid medical, you know, of course you're a lifeguard, so you have first aid medical training, you got to do CPR, and you could, you know, put on a tourniquet and secure a broken leg and things like that, basic first aid to get somebody mobilized for the wait for an ambulance, you know, that type of stuff. The guy, you know, he was helpful. He was trying, he was learning, and he was a 17-year-old kid being attacked by a child molester and a woman beater. I don't wish death on anybody, and I'm sorry these kids had got shot and died. And I guarantee you, Kyle Rittenhouse is sorry these people are dead. His intention was never to hurt anybody. But when you're getting bashed in the head with a skateboard and having just a star witness, he didn't fire until I pointed my gun at him. That alone, if I was in the jury, you got your arm blown off, you deserved it. Why are you pointing a gun at somebody who's holding an AR-15? And if you're a felon, what are you doing with a handgun? How come nobody's arresting him, a felon with a handgun? What's up with that? unbelievable. When you got people outside chanting like they better convict them or they're going to burn the city down, look up. If that was my town, I'd be Kyle Rittenhouse in their asses. I'd be down there with my shit ready to defend the city, maybe. I wish I had the means and the wherewithal to do it. Maybe I would just go. I wish people would go down there and stand at the ready to protect the jurors, the judge, the kid, even if they convict them. You know, everybody's got to be protected. One side's going to be mad if they don't convict them. One side's going to be mad if they do convict them. It's another division. They're dividing us. Now they're doing it with this. Calling Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist, a guy who shot three white dudes. Yeah, that was racist. Maybe three white dudes weren't white enough, I don't know. The kid is found guilty, it'll be a travesty of justice. And it will be a kick in the gonads to the Second Amendment and those who support it. Elections have consequences and we are living them. People voted for this. People cheated for this. People are trying to bring down this great nation from within, as we all knew that would be the case. And here we are being torn down from within. What was it, 13 rhinos voted for the infrastructure bill? And now they're going to be monitoring every bank transaction that you have? So twice a month, my already reported income taxes that come on my W-2s will be reported to the IRS. They'll be watching my checking account. What the fuck? I'm closing the thing. I'm going to close the damn thing. I'm not going to have a checking account. I'm not going to have an account at the bank. I'm closing it. People give me checks. I'm going to Amscot and I'm paying a fee to cash it. That's what I'm doing. That's it. Cash and checks only, folks. Cash and checks only. No more bank accounts. Get rid of your checking account. Our great governor here in Florida signing four executive orders today. No, four laws today. Four laws that he signed today. Doing incredible stuff. Governor DeSantis in the Sunshine State and the Florida representation. Now, I'm sure that when some folks really start analyzing what they wrote and what happened and what he signed, that they'll start picking it apart, and then we'll get the real deal, what's going on, if it's soft or if it's hardcore. We're going to find out. Let's see. What were the laws that were signed today by Governor DeSantis? Oh, and you're going to let me because I'm on the phone. Oh, well. I don't know. We'll have to find him. I'll type it in. Anyway, let me do something here while I type the thing. I want to see that. I want folks to see this. This is amazing stuff. Governor DeSantis rocks and rolls. We're going to play some music. And I'm going to find this. Brittany Walker's live now. Hey, Brittany, how you doing? Let's try this one. Yeah, crap. Nothing I want to hear, folks. I'm sorry. I'm going to find Lee Greenwood. Everybody loves Lee Greenwood, and of course, we have the great President Donald Trump doing this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Greenwood, I'm going to be back right after this jam. I'm going to look for this.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it meant her still today. But there ain't no doubt. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
That's Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. So here's what we got from Governor DeSantis. And it was a vote Wednesday night in the short session in which Republicans were all but certain to pass these bills, in which I believe they are now. Law. One measure prevents private businesses from having vaccine mandates unless they allow workers to opt out for medical reasons. Religious beliefs. Immunity based on previous infection, regular testing, or an agreement to wear protective gear. The State Health Department, which is led by Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, who opposes mandates, will be tasked with defining standards for the exemptions. The measure also includes fines for businesses that fire a worker without allowing the exemptions. Additionally, it bars schools and government from having vaccine mandates and allows parents to sue schools with masking requirements. Another bill blocks the public release of records regarding state investigations of vaccine policies and business. You say these bills are necessary. I don't think they go far enough. I don't believe they are protecting people like me who are pro-choice. But I guess pro-choice now is out the window. That only counts for baby killing. If you want to choose what's right for your body, you're not allowed. Unless you have an abortion. I can't have an abortion, so that means I don't have any choice for what happens to my body then, right? You know? So yeah, that's the government. He didn't go far enough with these bills. I do not believe he went far enough. I think that... places like where I work are going to be still requiring, like, I have to wear a mask. They may require I get tested every week. They've already stated as such. But if it's not mandated and they're not going to be fined, maybe they will not go that far. They're just letting me come in with my stupid mask, goofy in my mask. You know what I mean? Goofies in my mask. And I wear patriotic masks, one with Constitution, Eagles, American flags, and I'm always wearing patriotic. Yeah. That's what I do. The Patriot Nation Radio Show, I'm trying to do something. I have no idea what it is. And then it says part of it on this thing. Here it is. Yeah. Look, folks, I'm wrapping this up. I got nothing. Hey, Rick, I'm bored. I'm tired. I'm irritated, I'm aggravated. Let's go, Brandon. So, you know, 17 minutes and I'm burnt. I'm fried. I'm cooked. I got no energy. Politics, inflation's at a 31-year high. Gas is at a 10, like it, it's not, they're saying a 10-year high. It's not at a 10-year high. It hasn't, there's no way it's 10 years. No way. And I remember 379 under Obama. That doesn't seem like it's that long. Is that 10 years ago already? Eesh. If it is, whatever. You know, like high gas prices. Go buy a 2x4. Go buy a 2x4. It used to be like $5. Now it's like $12 or even higher. Build back better. Right. Build all the way back to the last time everything sucked. That'll make it better. For the rich, fat, cat Democrat, that's what they do, and make everything shitty and profit off of it. I don't know, folks. Man, it's been tough. There's no guests. Nobody gives a crap. It's tiring. I'm irritated. I'm going on vacation soon. I can't wait. We're going to the mountains of, guess where, folks? New York, my favorite place. I live in the free state of Florida, and I'm going to go to communist New York. But we have family that we love. It's beautiful there in the mountains. It really is, and we'll be escaping from the madness because it's in the mountains. It's in the country of New York, in the capital. So it'll be peaceful. I'll sit by a fire and look at the Christmas tree and be with the ones I love the most. That's all you can ask for. So I'm going to bail out on this show, man. I'm tired. I want to go hang out with my wife. My son's doing some cool homework. He's really rocking. And so this is something that I'm going to do now. Every show. So I'm doing every show. First, I'm going to read this. There may be somebody that you know that is on edge. Somebody who watched their friends pay the ultimate sacrifice in the battlefield of Afghanistan. Or those who gave their limbs on the battlefield. Or those who lost their friends and their limbs, or are just battle scarred. May God bless you guys and keep and heal your hearts. If you're sitting alone thinking crazy thoughts, you need somebody to talk to. There's a hotline you can call if you feel like you can't go on another minute. And there's no other alternative call 1-800-273-8255. The suicide prevention hotline. We want to make sure that it's not 22 a day. We want to get it down to zero a day. Call that hotline and speak to somebody. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this glorious day. I am so glad to have been able to live and breathe, and I get to speak to people, that I get to go to work. I get to say good morning. I get to say good night and give hugs to the ones I love. I get to do this. I get to keep my home in order. I get to go to work every day. Some people don't get to do these things, and I'm thankful, Lord Jesus. Thank you. I am praying for those who are in pain, people like my wife who has many medical issues. My brother-in-law, John, I pray for him. I pray for anybody who's suffering and in pain. I pray for peace, and I pray for love, and I pray for hope. I pray for my soul. God, for things I will do and things I'm thinking that shouldn't be thinking. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. How about that, folks? I don't even know if I'm going over the air. If you can hear me, I don't know. I'm talking so quiet. It's too quiet around here. I don't want to make noise. It's really nice. I'm very peaceful here at my house. I'm very quiet. I want to enjoy it a little bit. So I'm going to do this. Get ready. Here we go. It's probably going to come with an ad. So I want to do this. This is Star Spangled Banner. Going out there, Dave Gray. DaveGrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition out now. Thank you. everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this short episode. It's been a tiring day. Until we meet again, peace, love. Without you, there's no show. Good night.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com. Offer information and conditions. Equal housing lenders licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Yeah, we done.